to discuss in a kuda, closing point of Parshas Vayigash, to discuss some of the to discuss some of the details within the Parshas Vayigash that weren't discussed last time. But we'll begin with the first same diok as the word Vayigash, meaning the korev. What is the Loshon Kirva over here? That Yehuda and Yosef are both having a Kirva. What's going on over here? Later on in the parasha, when Yaakov finally gets the message that Yosef is alive, and he believes it when he sees our Golas. Vayas our Golas, Ashesholach Yosef, Losesho Yosef, Atachi Ruach Yaakov Avim. And Rashi says that these are Golas were a simon that the last sugya that Yosef had been learning with his father was Parshas Egla Arufa. Why was Yosef with his father learning Parshas Egla Arufa from all Parshas? And then they finally meet up together. Vayosa Yosef Merkaftoi, Vayosa Merkaftoi, Vayali Kras Yisrael Oviv Goishno, Kitza, Vayipar Al Tzavorov, Yosef falls on his father, Vayivkal Tzavorov. The Rashi immediately is Medayik, the Yaakov didn't hug Yosef, didn't fall on Yosef. Vamar Rabbi Seinu Shoya Kuris Shema. The obvious question is, why did Yaakov Avinu choose this time as these precious moments of being reunited with his son to decide to read Shema? What message does Shema have over a meeting with Yosef? And Michlal, when they last met, they were learning Egla Rufo, and now when they met again, it was Krishma. What's the connection? Later on in the parasha, when they finally all came down, the family came down to Mitzrayim, as the pasuk counts the amount of souls that there were in Yaakov's family, Kol Nefesh Habol Yaakov Mitzrayim Yotzei Yirecho, etc., Rashi points out that Matzosi Vayikor Rabo. Rashi says that it says in the Medrash, Esav was 6 nefashos. Esav altogether was 6 nefashos. Then when the pasuk counts him, Akosav Koyroisan Nefashos Beisoi, Nafshos Beisoi, Loshon Rabim. Mashenkin over here, it says Kol Hanefesh, even though there were so many. By Yaakov it's Veloshin Yochid, and by Esav it's Veloshin Rabim. Says Rashi, if you show Oivdin Lelo, Husar be Esav bowed to many gods, Yaakov Shivimo Yulo, he had 70, Vakos of Koyros and Nefesh, if you show Oivdin Lekel Echod. That's very nice. It's Yaakov's Veloshin Yochid with one god, Esav's Veloshin Rabim with a few gods. The only question is, what's the Shaykhus to Parshas Vayigash? How is this part of Parshas Vayigash to bring out the contrast between Yaakov and Esau, that one's got many gods and one has only one? The answer to these questions is with a very important yisod, and it's based on the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Not going through reading out the Rambam, but just to recap on the Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that people began eventually, even though at one time they believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shoresh and the root of everything. In other words, the Shoresh, the Boreis Baruch, is one, and they also believed it's one. But they believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over his koichas to many, to sun, stars, moon, to many different koichas. Thereby, eventually they started believing in a ribuy of gods, even though originally they believed in one God. And like the Maral says, in many places, that the Kofrim are led to believing that there's many gods, because one sees many different types of Nivroim over here in the Bria. The Bria is full of different types of Nivroim. And therefore that's why the Avodah of Kol Yisrael is the seeing the Echod in the Ribuy. Seeing the Echod in the Ribuy, making a Yichud. And that's why a lot of people say, before they do a mitzvah, they say L'shem Yichud, to make a Yichud, because that's the Tachlis HaBriah. The Tachlis HaBriah is to show the one amongst the many, to show that the many isn't intrinsically a many, it's really intrinsically one, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mislabish into different koichas, but it's all one. And the famous Yisod and the best proof to all this is that the mitzvahs I say that we have every day of Yichud Yishma Yisbarach is obviously when we say Yishma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem Echad is the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Birchus Krishma that precedes Krishma, L'chora at first glance has nothing to do with Krishma at all. It says Yotze Oyer Baruch Hoshech. What's the Shaykhus? And in Ma'ariv, the bracha that precedes Krishma is Hashem Dvorim Arav Mecham Maviyim Mevi Loilo Goyel Oyer Pnei Choshech Choshech Pnei Oyer. Again, Oyer Choshech. What's this going to do with? How is this a hakdama to reading Shema? But the answer is that the Gemara bracha says the reason why we mention Choshech in the morning, And the reason why we mention Oyer at night, Gol Oyer Bnei Choshech, is Lafuki, the Apikorsim, who said that during the day the sun prevails, the Oyer is the God, and at night the Choshech is the God. As therefore, that's why we deliberately by day say both Oyer and Choshech, and by night we also mention the Oyer and Choshech, to show that there is really one Boyre who created both. So with that Gemara and Brachas, we can understand why this Birchas Krishma that precedes Yichud of Krishma discusses Or and Choshech together. Because that is the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show that there's no two opposing, there's no two different Koichas in the Bria. There is only one Koich in the Bria, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though Or and Choshech look opposite, nevertheless, B'shoyre She'inyan, they are all one. And that's how that Yetzar Bar Choshech, saying that it's all one, Hashem created everything, is Hakdama to Krishma. And the emphasis, if you have a look at the beginning of Bereshis, the pasuk says Vayalekim Esor Kitoiv. Is Rashi brings down over there that right at the beginning of the Bria, Hayu Orav Choshech Mishtamish Baravuvia. The Orav and Choshech were in the first day of Bria were together. We can't understand how Orav and Choshech can be together because they seem to be opposites. But that's the way it was at the beginning of the Bria until Vayavdel Elekim. There's a Havdalah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to divide and differentiate between Or and Choshech. But at the beginning, before that Vayavdel, Or and Choshech, Chazal u'Mishtam Shem Barabuvya, they were mixed together, they were one Koyach, to show that they all originate from one Koyach. And Vayavdel Elekim Ben Or Ben HaChoshech. This Bechina of the chiluk between the riboy. Sorry, you're searching. Yeah, send out Rahim. This bechina of the riboy and the echot is the same bechina as we find in contrast the difference between Shema and this is the chiluk between Shabbos and Yimei Chol. Shabbos is this Shoresh Abriya. Shabbos is when Yer and Choshech, day and night, is all one. And therefore, the first filler of Shabbos, which is Tfilas Mariv, from the Pasuk Zohar F, Yoim HaShabbos Lekatzes. You see that the night, Friday night, has to do with Yoim. Because Shabbos is a day where it's Nizgala, that there is only one Boyre for everything, and Or and Choshech are all divisions of the same Koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they're not opposites. Shabbos is a Zman where it's Nizgala, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ato Echot. During the week is a Rabbim. During the week is, let's say in better words, Shabbos is the day of Rosh Hashanah, and the week are days of Rosh Hashanah Rabin. And therefore Masechet Shabbos begins that you mustn't carry from the Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Rosh Hashanah Rabin is something that belongs to the weekday. The weekday everything's a Rabin. The Or and the Choshech seems to be opposites. But on Shabbos, it's all one, it's all Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah means Yechida Shel Olam, that's the Atah Echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Masechet Shabbos, and that's what Shabbos is all about. And therefore, Taka, on the highest part of Shabbos, on the most elevated part of Shabbos, which is Shabbos Mincha, that's when we say Ato Echad, when we reach the peak of Shabbos, Ato Echad, V'Shimcha Echad, Mikamcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Baretz. On Shabbos, it's Nizgala the Echad, and during the week, it seems a rabbi. During the week, there seems to be a ribuy of Koychas. This same chiluk between Shabbos and the week, that Shabbos is Echad and the week is the Ribui, is the same chiluk between the times of the Beis HaMikdash and the times of Golus. The Beis HaMikdash was a time where it was this gala that everything is Echad. And therefore the Shea Amalai says, Somachti bo'emim li Beis HaShem Neilech, Omdis oimdis hoi ragleinu b'sharayach Yerushalayim, Ke'er shechubrala yachtov. Shesham olu shvotim shiftei koh, Eidus Yisrael, Eidus L'Shem Hashem. The Shiftei Kol we know were 12. Yaakov was 1. 12 and 1 is 13, which is the gematria of Echad. And if it's Yadua, that Yaakov and the Shvatim represented this Echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov was the Aleph of the Echad, the Ches. The Ches were the children of Rachel and Leah. Leah had 6 and Rachel had 2. And the Dalet were the four sons of the Shvachis. So therefore, in this discussing the Beis HaMikdash, we talk about Shesham Olu Shvatim Shiftei Kol, because they represent the Echad, the Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we discussed already the
the Rashi was always a bracha, that when the goyim would buy merchandise from Zevulun, they would come all the way and they'd say, let's go all the way up to the Beis HaMikdash, and they'd all convert there, because we saw that everybody bows down to one God. That's why in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim was Ki'ish Shechubelot, and the Gemara Megillah, Davchov Vav, brings an opinion that says, "Len Yischalke Yerushalayim Lishvatim." Yerushalayim was never divided amongst Shvatim. Do you know why Yerushalayim was never divided amongst Shvatim? Because divided, Yerushalayim is Ersha Chubra La Yachtov, where everybody comes and all the Shvatim are really one. Everybody gets sucked back into the Bechin of Echad when they come up to Yerushalayim, and therefore Yerushalayim couldn't be divided. And there's also the Gemara says in Yom Tovchav Gimel that Yerushalayim lemevi in Egla Rufa. Yerushalayim don't bring an Egla Rufa. What did an Egla Rufa symbolize? Pirud. Somebody murdered somebody else. One Jew murders another. That's the parasha of Egla Rufa. Yerushalayim Egla Rufa? No. Yerushalayim is an ear, Shechubra lo Yachtov. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash was a mokum that brought Klal Yisrael to their tachlis ha'achdus, the goy echod ba'oretz that manifested the ato echod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Golos is just the opposite. Golos is pizur. In Golos we are scattered. Pizur. Like the Rosh Maral is, Golos hu pizur ha'omashu, but Golos ve'ein lehem is achdus klal. And therefore, that's the chiluk between our avoda on Shabbos in the week and our avoda during the Beis HaMikdash in the Zman of Golos. In the avoda of Shabbos and during the week is the key. The avoda of Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash is to be megala the echad in the world. In other words, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manifesting the echad, when one sees this absolute achdus, the Rishus HaYachid on Shabbos, and the chubra leyachdim in the Beis HaMikdash, is Klal Yisrael's avoda was to keep the achdus together. As a result of not keeping the achdus together, Chorban Beis HaMikdash. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed as a result of sinas chinam, because our avoda during the Beis HaMikdash was to show the achdus. They showed pirud. Pirud is golus, and therefore the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and Klal Yisrael was sent into golus. Shabbos is the same thing. Shabbos is a zman of shleimus, of solem, of achdus. Therefore, we all wish each other Shabbat Shalom. During the week, everybody's out in his work. And as you know, in the times of the Gemara, when did the Jews used to meet together? When did they congregate together? They only congregated together on Shabbos, right? They only came to the Beis HaKnesses on Shabbos very often. Shabbos is the time that all Jews met together, in the same way as the Beis HaMikdash was the time where it was an Esh HaChubel LaYachtov. But the Avoida in Golos when we all bepizel, and the Avoida is during the week to gather together the pizur, and to make out of the pizur an achdus. That's the avoid of during the week. That's the avoid of golus. That's the avoid of during the week. The goyim know that when Klal Yisrael of achdus, that's rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. When we're in pizur, when we're scattered, whether it's geographically or chas v'shalom scattered at heart, pirud sinas chinam, is that golus. And therefore the goyim wanted to keep us in Golos, always tried to keep the pirud and the pirzur of Klal Yisrael. And that's what we know from Haman, that Haman exclaimed, Yeshne am echad mefuzar o mefoirad bein ha'amin. Even like Haman says to Achashverosh that they are am echad, but when they are am echad, then they have a Beis HaMikdash. And we know that Haman and Achashverosh stopped the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Says Haman to Achashverosh, we have to keep them mefuzar o mefoirad bein ha'amin, because otherwise we can't have shlita on them. The shlita of the goyim and Klal Yisrael is only when we are in a matzav of pirud. And therefore Mordechai and Esther realized that one's got to get Klal Yisrael together, and therefore Esther says Lech Knois is Kol HaYehudim. Knois means gather them together, bring them into a Beis HaKnesses. Because when we go into a Beis HaKnesses, says the Maral on the Apostle Megillah Esther, Lech Knois is Kol HaYehudim, that when Jews go get together into the Beis HaKnesses, they leave the pizur of Golos, and a Beis HaKnesses is the type of leaving Golos and going into Geula. So therefore that was the fight between Haman and Mordechai and Esther. Haman tries to keep the pizur of Klal Yisrael, tries to keep us dispersed and scattered. And Mordechai and Esther try to bring together, Lech Knois, bring us together to the Bechina of Beis HaKnesses. That's the chiluk between Golos and Geula. And therefore, if Golos is pizur, leaving Golos is his achdus. And earlier on, when we discussed the first roots of opposites and ribui, we spoke about Or and Choshech. We spoke about Shabbos being a time where Or and Choshech is together. And therefore, when you come out of Golus, when we're Zorcha to Geula, then we go back to the realization and the feeling and the Gilui that all the ribui and the Bria is already one. That Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Ato Echot. When Klal Yisrael meet and gather together and join forces and become the Goy Echot, then they manifestate the Ato Echot. And manifesting the Ato Echot, as we mentioned earlier, means showing the Or and Choshech are all the same. Leaving Golus is a Krishna, is Hashem Echot. And the Havchona, the Avodah to Hashem Echot is Or and Choshech being together. And therefore, what was the first Geula that Klal Yisrael experienced? Yitzias Mitzrayim. And what's the first word of Maseches Pesachim? Or Larbo Oso. And what does Or mean in that context? Night. Or Abo Oso, but yet it means night. How can Or mean night? The Teretz says when we left Mitzrayim, we celebrate Pesach upon leaving Mitzrayim. Leaving Golos brings everything back to its Shoresh where it was all one. And the classical ribui that became one, that the classical ribui that really was one, was the Or and Choshech. And therefore when we leave Mitzrayim, is Or means night. And the night we left Mitzrayim, it was light. It was light when we left Mitzrayim, because Or and Choshech are the examples that became ribui as a result of the pirut of a Yavdel. But in Peshoyresh, it was all one. When the Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nizgala, then it's Nizgala, then Or and Choshech is all one. That's the Achon of Yetz Or and Bor Choshech that precedes Krishna, as we mentioned earlier. Therefore, again, just before we say Krishna, the end, Yotzor and Baruch Hashem is the first bracha. Second bracha is Ava Rabba. And in Ava Rabba, as we prepare ourselves to say Krishna, what do we gather together? The Dalet Kanfes of the four corners of the tzitzis. Because the four corners of the tzitzis correspond to four corners of the earth. Me'ava Kanfes Oretz. And therefore, Kriya Shema is when it's Nizgale, the opposite of Pizur. When it's Nizgale, that everything is Koyach Echad, everything is the Koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, when the Arba Kanfes Oretz become one, become Echad, that's how we go into Krishna. So therefore, just before Krishna, we say, V'avienu L'sholem, Me'ava Kanfes Oretz, we're bringing together the Pizur into Echad. The Golos into Geula. That's all the same vod as we just mentioned before. Oh. With that we can understand, and with that we can come back and understand what's going on in the parasha. We know that the difference between the Shem Yitke Vavke and the Shem Elakim is the Shem Yitke Vavke always appears Veloshen Yachid and Elakim always appears Veloshen Rabin. Which means that Elakim is the Koyach that corresponds to what seems Riboy in Golos, and Yitke Vavke is the Koyach which is always Veloshen Yachid, that is the kibbutz that shows on Geula, that shows going back to the Shoresh where everything is one. Now, that's the chiluk between Yosef and Yehuda. Yehuda, we learned already, carries the Yudke Vovke in his name. Yehuda is the koyach v'zman shebeis hamikdash kayim, where it's nizgala that everything is echad. Yosef is miloshen what? What does the word Yosef mean? Hosafa, riboy, more, many. Yosef corresponds to that voida that Yosef goes into the olam hariboy and has to try and make out of the olam hariboy and achdus. Or, as we said earlier, the Avodah during the Geula is keeping the Achdus. The Zman Shebeis HaMikdash is keeping the Achdus together. The Avodah in Golus is taking the Ribui and making it into an Achdus. Is therefore Yosef is the king of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim refers to Golus. And his Avodah is to bring about the Golus into Echad. But Yehuda is when everything is fine, when we are in Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash. And therefore, with that we can understand how terrible it really was that Yehuda and Yosef were both arguing, were both fighting, there was sinner between them. The tachlis should have been that Yehuda and Yosef should have brought the after. Yosef corresponds to the Riboy, but Yosef should have been the scholar, should have been included in the Achdus of Yehuda, the Yudke Vovke in Yehuda. And that didn't happen. Yosef was causing Riboy amongst the Shvatim. The Shvatim was supposed to be one, and Yosef was causing a Riboy. He was causing Pirut amongst the Shvatim. And therefore the brothers sent him off. because they were in Eretz Yisrael at that time. Yosef, Yaakov, Beretz, Megurei Ovid, they were in Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael is the Mokkein where everything is Misachid, Betachlis Achtus. And ever the brothers, the 12 tribes, living in their father's house with Yaakov Avinu, who's number 13, make up Echad. Echad, in Eretz Yisrael, that should have been the best possible time. But Yosef has in him to work through Riboy. Yosef, that's his name. And therefore he was causing Machloikis, he was causing Sinas Chinam amongst the brothers. And therefore the brothers realized that Yosef doesn't represent the time of Geula, where everything is one. Yosef represents the world of Riboy, bringing the Riboy together and bringing it closer and closer to make it into one. And therefore they send Yosef away to Golus, they send Yosef down to Mitzrayim. And when the brothers came down eventually to Mitzrayim, they're coming down to Golus. If they're coming down to Golus, they have to come through Pizur. If they have to come through Pizur, the brothers didn't come together. Each one came through a different gate. Because when you come from Eretz Yisrael to Golus, is then you have to, then you're leaving Achdus and you're entering Pizur. And what has to happen is, they have to meet up with Yosef, and together with Yosef, the Achdus has to be made in Mitzrayim to take the Riboy and to put the Riboy back into the Achdus. Is therefore, that's why when Yosef was last learning with his father, they were learning the parasha of Egla Rufa. The parasha of Egla Rufa is the parasha that corresponds to, that shows one terrible sinas chinam. One Jew got up and murdered the other Jew. And by the way, we know that who was told to go and check to see which town the body was closer to? It was the Sanhedrin and the Kohanim. Sorry? Oh, who were? The Sanhedrin, Rashi says. The Kohanim slept in Li. And where did the Sanhedrin sit? In the Beis Hamikdash. From the Beis Hamikdash, they had to walk. Why? To measure which city is closer to the other one. Couldn't get anyone to measure that. Why did the Sanhedrin, why did the Beis Hamikdash have to empty out to take care of the parasha of Egla Rufa? But the answer is,
yeah,
that is that when there's pirud, then there's no avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, that's k'ir shechubra lo yachtov. They're supposed to be sitting in the ir shechubra lo yachtov. If there's murder, then the pagam is felt in the pizur, and then the pirud is felt in the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore that the Beis Hamikdash had to sort of empty out. People had to leave the Beis Hamikdash to go measure. So that was the parasha that Yaakov Avinu had been learning with Yosef, at the time where Yosef was living with the brothers and with his father, where this terrible pirud had taken place. He was sort of being meramis to Yosef. Don't forget the parasha of Egla Rufa here in Eretz Yisrael was supposed to be betachlis achtus together. Masha Enke, now, in Parshas Vayigash, where Yosef is about to reveal himself to his brothers, and that now the brothers met with the greatest Achdus, now there's a Bechin of Vayigash El of Yehuda Vayem and Biyadoinini, the Kor of Yosef. Now what's going to happen is that there's going to be Kirva, the Korif, there's going to be Kirva between, they're going to get their brotherhood back. They're going to love each other again, and loving each other, the 12 brothers loving each other, with their bringing their father Yaakov down to Mitzrayim, that is Gematria Echad, that's taking the Riboy of Mitzrayim, and that's making it an Echad. And that was Yosef HaTzadik's Avoida, to take a Riboy and make it into a Dover Echad. And we discussed in last year, that's why Yosef HaTzadik was Tikkun HaYesod, Tikkun Bris Mila, because Bris Mila is the Mokaim of Mitzvah's Pru Urvu is Riboy, but Yosef HaTzadik is the Kedusha of Tikkun HaBris, a Kiddush he did me better, which takes the idea of Pru Urvu, makes it all into Kedusha. So Yosef's Avoida was really taken belonging in Mitzrayim, taking the Riboy of Golus and making it into Echad. Now, in Mitzrayim, when the brothers had come together, and Yaakov Avinu had just come down to Mitzrayim, is now, that showed the greatest amount of Riboy, the greatest around of Achdus that could possibly prevail. And therefore now when Yaakov Avinu meets up with Yosef, he sees Yosef and he sees all the other brothers together, he's also there, is he counts to 13 and he sees the Bechin of Echad, and therefore Yaakov didn't kiss Yosef because for Yakoires Shema. He saw that finally we arrived to the level of the Madrega of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So when they last met, they were doing Egla Rufa. That was Pirut in Eretz Yisrael that's supposed to be Achdus. Now, they found Achdus in Golus, which is supposed to be Pirut, but they found the Achdus there, and that is the Krishma that he was saying.
And there's a Mardika Oimek in this Indian, because we know that the Indian that the brothers have to bring out the Yachtas, Dafkin Golas, is because we know that Golas corresponds to Pizum Pirut, when Klal Yisrael are dispersed, that the dispersion of Klal Yisrael corresponds to the idea of Pirut and Ribui, that there is in Golas, that in Golas, outside Eretz Yisrael, where there's no direct Ashkocha protest, it looks like that the world is made of Ribui Koichas, and there's no Achtas Haboire in the world. And when the brothers in Golas brought out this Achtus, that meant that the whole Pizur and the Ribui that Golas and Chutzlars corresponds to is all now brought back to the whole Indian of Achtus and Shleimeros. So Parashas Vayigash is the parasha that brings the whole Bria, not just Eretz Yisrael, but Chutzlars, which corresponds to Ribui and Pizur, bringing all back to the element of Achtus, Achtus HaBria, because Achtus Yisrael in Golas is the Achtus HaBria. It shows even Golas, even Chutzlars, is Kuloi Be'emes Mis'achi together, but Achtus HaShalem brings out the Achtus of Hashem, that there is only one Koyach in the Bria, and that is the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad V'yashem HaMelech HaKolot V'yemahu Yeh Hashem Echad Shmoy Echad. That's the Hizgalas of Hashem, when we get taken out of Golas, that it's going to be Hizgalas Hashem Echad Shmoy Echad. And Yaakov saying Krishma in Golas in Mitzrayim was Megala this Indian, that even in Golas is going to be Hizgalas the great Achtus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Be'emes, Parshas Vayigash. Parshas Vayigash is the parsha of all the elements of Bria being misachi together. And that's why the Zohar HaKadosh says on the Pasuk Vayigash Eila V'Yehuda V'Yema B'Yadoini, says the Zohar HaKadosh, the Loshen L'Z'achto Do B'Do L'Mehave Kulo Echad Begin De Yosef De Yehuda Iyu Melech V'Yosef Melech Iskrivu Do B'Do V'Z'achidu Do B'Do. The whole union of this achtos between Yosef and Yehuda corresponds to the greatest achtos going on. They're all the elements of Bria, whatever, everything it represents something else, but they're all misachi together over here in Parshas Vayigash. And then it's also mefurish in the Kedushas Levi. When the Kedushas Levi says on the pasuk in this week's parsha of Yeser Yosef Merkavtoi, says the Heilige B'ditcheva Pirush Haguf Shehu Murkav Mi Arba Yesoides. The guf is made up of four Yesoides: Eish, Maim, Ruach, Nofo. Yal Yilikras Yisrael Oviv Shehele Gufay LaHashem Yisborach Shenikra Yisrael Hashem Yisrael Goyshno Goyshen Heiki Hei Hainu Hashem Echot Uboi Nisachit Kol Habdalev Yisoidois. All the four Yisoidois that are the Adam is created with, which represent all the Dalev Yisoidois that the world was created with, that was all Nisachit and Nisale together in this Krishna that Yaakov Avinu read. So we see again this whole idea of the Dalit Yisoidus of the Bria being Misachet together. And he also tells his brothers when they're on the way back to tell Yaakov that he's alive, Al Tirgaz Ubederech. Tirgaz is Miloshen Roiges. Roiges is Miloshen Kas. So they shouldn't bring to a period between the brothers. They're all going to blame each other for Mechiris Yosef. Parshas Vayigash is not a parsha of period, Chas V'Shalom. Parshas Vayigash is a parsha that's sensitive to the Indian of Achtus. And therefore Yosef Tzadik was warning them to remain this Achtus, because that's the whole gili of Parshas Vayigash, the brothers being Misachet. Adam's chalokim being misachit, the whole bria becoming misachit, and that is the tachlis of the whole bria, that all the ribri koyachos in the bria should be nisgalat, that they're all echad. That's the yisoid of Parshas Vayigash.